Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ready to talk some Drake May, Keith?
Of course I'm ready to talk some Drake May Jones. Born ready. We talked a lot about Vrabes being the man.
Vrabes is the man.
Who's running the show?
Yeah, you're right, brother!
Curran said it to us yesterday.
Yeah, he's running it.
Adam Schefter saying it on McAfee there.
Yep.
In, McAfee show style.
Yep.
And so, Standing. Okay, Vrabel's the man. Elliot Wolf is still here. I'm curious how it all plays out, but that makes me feel a lot better to hear that from Schefter.
Good.
To hear that from Curran yesterday, that makes me feel better. And we'll certainly continue to discuss Mike Vrabel and the power structure here in New England and how it's all going to work out. But the next big domino to fall for the Patriots is, who's your offensive coordinator? How do you develop Drake May? How do you maximize Drake May? And I want to get into it here today on Jones and Keefe. Who's the best case scenario to maximize Drake May and get him to reach his potential, which as much as we saw flashes last year and like what we saw, he's nowhere near his potential.
No, he's definitely not near his potential. It was a good rookie year, but we've seen a lot of guys have good rookie years, and then what'd they do in year two? What'd they do? They've fallen apart. I mean, Mac Jones is sort of the extreme. But
CJ Stroud would be a great example. I know CJ Stroud looked pretty good in the game last weekend. I know he's won a playoff game 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But Stroud dropped off a lot this year from his rookie year.
Well, and a lot of it, too, can be different coordinators. Not the case for CJ Stroud, but for other guys. My guy, Baker Mayfield, he has come back out of it. But if you follow his career, lit it up as a rookie, yeah, and then was like up and down. They're changing head coaches. They're changing offensive coordinators. And he ended up leaving the team that drafted him. So I'm not, suggesting it's going to go to that extreme, but there's a lot of examples of guys kind of either falling out of favor or whatever. You don't automatically take a big leap in year two. And that's why this offensive coordinator is so important. Mike Vrabel, I thought, was pretty honest and open when he, at the press conference, when it asked about Drake May, sort of explaining the parts that he's going to be involved, which is huge, because I can't imagine, not to pile on the guy because he's gone, but do you think Mayo was doing a lot of talks with Drake May about game situations and where you are on the field and like time and all the score and all that stuff?
No, I mean, the answer is self-evident, but no.
Right. So regardless of who the offensive coordinator is, I feel like Drake May is already in a better spot because of that. Like, just the overarching guy that's in charge of the whole thing is going to have a better grip on the whole franchise. And some, like, attention to detail and all that kind of crap that might have been gone a year ago, you'll have that with Vrabel. So, like, that's a good baseline. It makes me feel pretty good that regardless of the hire, he can have a better year two. Obviously, talent's going to be huge. Like, can they block for him? Can they catch for him? But Vrabel already helps. But next level will be one of these great play callers that help unlock a lot of these young quarterbacks around the league.
Because I agree with you on the idea that the game management and the strategy of what you need in a specific spot, right? This is what Bill Belichick used to excel at, situational football.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot easier when you have Brady,
sure,
to execute situationally than Cam Newton and Mac Jones, etc., Bailey Zappi. But, you know, the situational football the Patriots were exceptional at for years and years. And I do think they're going to be in a better spot for Vrabel. How many times do you think Drake May, to your point, last year, the advice from the head coach, if Mayo even gave any, was like, go get him.
He might not have.
Like, I imagine it was that. I imagine it was like positive reinforcement, encouragement. And I'm just guessing. But, hey, go get him there, Drake. That's the advice on the drive. And maybe the this is nice. Courtney's sending
Courtney,
nice messages.
Yeah, sure, a nice message. Like we're like a live studio audience. Keith's number one fan.
That's
Thank you, Courtney.
Nice.
I appreciate
it's like
that.
The Today Show.
Very nice.
Yeah,
it is.
She's standing out there with a sign. Keith's number one fan. That's nice.
There is like a standing room right there. You could have like 6-7 people. Wouldn't that be a bad idea?
Well, I've heard not
raffle that off.
I've heard not every host likes eye contact from out there. Is what I've heard. Not every host is a big fan.
Is that
of,
true?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah,
I don't mind people popping in. There's a nice little window. It's like we're in like a fish tank.
Past hosts, I'm sure. I've heard didn't
they like eye contact.
Yeah, from walking by in the hallway.
Well,
sure.
You know, it's not for everybody. Everybody's got different stuff going on. That's
true. That's a good point. But that was nice from Courtney.
Yeah,
give you a little
shout
out.
She's trying.
Were you guys squash the beef there, or is she still?
She's trying. She's trying. Like I said, Jones,
she's still on the list.
Yeah,
she's a current media member on the former media member list.
I got a list, by the way.
I don't think anybody doubts that.
I have a list, and once you're on the list, it's hard. It's impossible actually to get off the list.
Yeah,
this is my thought in life. This is coworkers, people that you run into at the store, neighbors. Give everyone a chance. Don't be a bleep hole. Just give everybody a chance. As soon as they cross you, they're done. They're done. And there's no sense in getting mad if you can't hold a grudge. So hold on to it. Hold on to it until you're dead.
It's great advice. There's no point if you're not going to hold on to that grudge.
Why get mad in the first place?
Never even get mad in
the first place.
Don't
get worked up.
Don't give them your energy.
Let it go.
Unless you're really going to hold on to it.
So I hate a lot of people.
Well, you can go to Keefe's timeline last night if you need any inside look at
loser,
that.
Loser. This piece of crap.
We'll get to the Bruins.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Bruins coming up. Nice win for them, Keith.
You know, a great win.
Good job.
You're welcome.
Good job.
You're welcome, everybody. A lesser man would take full credit for it, Jones. I'm only going to take a little bit of credit. Just a little bit of credit.
Not all of it.
They're 2-0 since Brad Marchand got all fired up.
You got to give the players some credit. You're not going to take all of it.
Well, I'll give Joe Sacco some.
Yeah,
I'll give the coach some.
Yeah, sure.
Fans, their response, I think that's helped.
Go pound sand.
That's aided in it.
Oh, I think the Lightning not having everybody, that probably is a little piece of it, too.
2-0 since I've been pounded sand in my closet.
That's how he envisioned it anyway.
That was how he tosses and turns and thinks about it.
When he's not losing sleep over the opinion of sheep.
But it is funny because I had to go get a bunch of sand actually to fill my mailbox in. Remember I told you my mailbox got smashed
over? Right, sure.
Weirdly enough, here I am with like a 50-pound bag of sand. I could pound sand. I did, in fact, pound sand this weekend.
It all...
So, joke's on me, I guess.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
Here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Lots of ways to interact. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. We will get to the Bruins coming up.
Yeah.
It's also Celtics Wednesday. We're going to talk to Terp. Spend some time on the Seas. I keep hearing they can't get outshot in a 7-game series, and yet they've been getting outshot from 3 for about a month now. Which tells me that math doesn't quite line up.
Missoula can't be happy with that.
So we'll get to that with Terp at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch along there. Always a healthy chat going on in the Twitch chat and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Lots of ways you can follow along and consume the show. But no, I bet Mayo, a lot of his advice for Drake May last year was like, go get him, fella. And I think Vrabel's going to give you the situational aspect of, all right, well, hey, on this drive, if we don't get anything, just don't turn it over. Don't make a stupid play.
Mm-hmm.
Punting is okay here. Or, look, we need some points. Field goal's okay. Like, that sort of advice. Our defense needs a break. That sort of thing. We can't go 3-and-out here. You know, I think situationally thinking through those different spots, I think Vrabel is going to help Drake May a lot. And so you're starting at a higher point, or at least you should. Maybe that levels out any year two drop-off that Baker Mayfield or C.J. Stroud suffered through. But I still think it's a wildly important hire. And, again, I'll ask you, who do you think the best-case offensive coordinator is now? Tommy Rees is out. This happened late in the show yesterday. He's staying in Cleveland. Neither of us wanted him anyway. Who's the best-case O.C.?
So I think this is one where there's really no chance, but you asked me best chance. Yeah. I guess I would go Tanner Engstrom. Tanner Engstrom, in all likelihood, pass game coordinator with the Detroit Lions, so he's been working closely with Ben Johnson. We all assume Ben Johnson will finally move on this year. If he doesn't, then maybe Engstrom says, hey, I have an opportunity. He goes somewhere. My guess would be Ben Johnson takes a head coaching job and they just promote Tanner Engstrom. So he's probably off the board. That would be my first choice. I like Dave Ragone, especially the names that have been kind of tossed out there, working with Sean McVay. Just like last year, I was, you know, this whole offensive coordinator process, they interviewed 13 guys. I said, why don't you take a look at guys that worked with Sean McVay or Kevin O'Connell or Matt LaFleur or Mike McDaniel? You can question, and I don't mind if you do, like any of those guys as head coaches, but you really can't question their offenses or their play calling or how they've developed quarterbacks. And so the next guys in line, get in on that. Get in on that. I don't need a retread in this position.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And so I'm with you on that. On McDaniels, I think he's toxic. I don't think anybody else would hire him. And so you don't need to hire him. I know the crafts like him and know him. And I was encouraged listening to Vrabel yesterday on the Greg Hill show saying, well, yeah, I mean, he's on the list and we're going to talk to him, but it's a long list.
So Courtney, friend of the show,
yes.
She heard it differently. She read it as he didn't want to say, like, he's kind of already the guy.
He didn't want to give it up and say this that he's going to be the guy. So, yeah, he's on the list. It's a long list. It's totally not a sham search. I mean, I could see that. That's not how I heard it,
but I can
see that.
That's not how I viewed it either because, you know, if you want to play the same thing, when Robert Kraft was asked point blank about Mike Vrabel, and he had to give the, well, we got like a bunch of candidates, mm-hmm. you know, but he already knew it mm-hmm. was a done deal. So maybe. Now, could you use Josh McDaniels almost like this year's version of Alex Van Pelt, meaning do a full search, interview 10 guys, and if for some reason, you know, Tanner Engstrom doesn't leave or Dave Ragone gets promoted by the Rams or, you know, Tommy Reese, who I didn't want, but he already got promoted by the Browns.
McDaniels is a complete fallback break glass in case of emergency guy.
He is the guy that you know you can hire. Maybe. I don't think you have to worry about him taking another job, to your point.
I still wouldn't love it, but here's the flaw with McDaniels, I think. And this is less about McDaniels' past. I think this is a real tangible thing. For anybody who says, yeah, well, Josh is a great offensive coordinator. And even Curran acknowledged this when we talked to him yesterday. Do you really want Drake May starting over again at square one? And starting with a new offense and new language? And maybe that's overstated. Like, it's like learning a new, it's like learning French. It's like speaking a different language. Like, I think that gets overstated and people complicate football and make it sound much more confusing than it is.
No.
Because
I don't think that happens.
Whatever. Because they want to make it sound like it's much more complex mm-hmm. than just a couple of guys knocking heads. So, you know, I don't want to overstate that, but I do think it's a factor. And if it's one more thing Drake May has to relearn, focus on, instead of taking the next step, I think that is not ideal. If you want to talk about an X's and O's reason to not hire McDaniels outside of his past and where he's flamed out, and that I legitimately think no one else is going to interview him and certainly not give him an offensive coordinator job, which should tell you a lot. I think the ideal scenario, I'm choosing to operate, and Engstrom's a great name. I'm choosing to operate on Mike Reese's list.
Okay. I mean,
you put those names out for a reason. I'm guessing that's a whittled down list, and one's already out. Tommy Reese. I don't want Josh McDaniels. Tim Kelly, I guess I would hold my nose and go along with it. Dave Ragone, not Ragone.
You want Ragone too?
Dave Ragone. That's who I want out of a realistic candidate. He's from the McVay coaching tree.
Yeah, he is.
And he has a connection to Vrabel. That to me sounds like the best of all worlds. He knows Vrabel. He's not a complete stranger. He knows how demanding Vrabel can be and what he wants. But he's also been exposed to the ideas that Sean McVay has.
Now, he was an offensive coordinator before.
Right. He was.
Rogón was. And so I don't know if this gives you pause at all, but he was. So he was a player. You guys might remember him as a player, kind of like a fringy player. I think he might have played in the NFL Europe, too, it looks like. But he was a third-round pick out of Louisville back in the day. Anyway, he's been in the NFL in some capacity as a coach.
Where was he? The OC?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, boy.
In 21, 22, and 23.
Oh, that's a long stretch. He was the OC there?
Yeah. Now
he was with Vrabel in Tennessee from 18 to 20. I didn't realize that's what he was doing. I thought he was with McVay.
Yeah, so it was three straight 7-10 seasons Arthur Smith.
That's where they've been.
So Arthur Smith, I think, was calling the plays.
I was just going to say that. So I don't think he wasn't the play caller, but he was the offensive coordinator.
His LinkedIn says
Smith was absolutely the play caller there.
And so that was the last year in Atlanta for Matt Ryan. It was Marcus Mariota. It was Desmond Ridder. So it's sort of like, I don't know, you give him a little bit of a break. And I'm just going to bank on, what did you learn this year with McVay?
Okay,
that's why Nick Caley, to me, I know it's sort of like a retread through the system, but 2 years under McVay, I don't mind that one. Now, that bridge might be burned because he reportedly wanted a ton of money because of the way they did him dirty before. So he wanted a ton of money, and they didn't happen. It may have even been Mayo's first choice, but the deal didn't get done. He wanted a lot of money for a first-year offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. But that's a couple of seasons to learn under Sean McVay in that Rams offense. So, yeah, I don't like. There's probably no perfect candidate, but I would take Rogón.
What would you advise Nick Caley with his grudge against New England? What would you advise him to do?
Yeah, hold on to that.
Yeah.
Just grip it tighter.
Tell the Patriots to pound sand.
That's right. That's right.
In a closet somewhere.
Be the quality control coach forever and never be an actual offensive coordinator because you're so angry and bitter. That's probably the best way to go. Yeah.
What do you think the level of importance in this hire is? Like, the head coach was
massive.
Wildly important. I think the
massive.
GM decision is wildly important. What I mean, you think it's a massive hire?
I think it's massive. I think last year, because of Mayo's lack of experience and, you know, it being Drake May's rookie year, it was probably even more important last year. At least now Drake May has played some NFL games. He kind of knows what it takes. So it's like you don't have to kind of coach that aspect of it. Like, he's been there. He's played in more than 10 games in the NFL. But of course, it's huge. Like, you want this guy to be a good play caller, get the most out of Drake May, put him in a spot to succeed. Because we all are hoping they improve the level of talent around him. It's not going to be completely different, though. Let's face it. Maybe they get one wide receiver who's better. Maybe they get one offensive lineman who's better. So you're still going to have to, like, coach up average talent in certain spots. And you can do that. Teams have had the ability to do that. But, yeah, this guy is huge. And if Drake May is going to take that leap from, wow, like, what could be, and, like, to legitimate top 10 quarterback, let's call it, next year, I think this guy's going to have a lot to do with it.
So I do think it's a massive hire. I would say, and this is why we've talked about it in the way we have, in the manner we have, I think the head coach is more important. I think who's in charge of personnel is more important. That's why we spent a lot of time on Elliott Wolf and my fears of it, which have been, you know, alleviated to a degree.
Yeah.
I still want to see how it plays out. But if Schefter is telling me that Vrabes is the man and Curran says it's going to be Mike Vrabel, I'll stand down on that. So those two are more important. But now this is the next one, and this is, I think, by far the most important. I'm not going to tell you it's scheme over talent or anything like that. No. I agree with you. They got to go get free agents. They got to draft well. I think that's self-evident. Maybe make some trades. I think that's obvious. But the scheme's going to be important, and hand-holding Drake May and helping Drake May along in year two is wildly important. And the one thing I am fearful of with Mike Vrabel is the talk about efficient passing. We're not going to throw it 50 times. And maybe that's good for Drake May's development. Maybe that's positive that they're not going to heap too much on him in year two. But I already don't like the sound of that. So if I'm going to nitpick the Vrabel hire, which I'm going to, that's something I don't love.
Well, Van Pelt was a big, like, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to run the ball, and we're going to do this. Remember, like, he was talking about that. And I didn't like that. And you could say, well, these are kind of similar. But we went through some of the numbers. Like, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson weren't in the top 10 this year in pass attempts for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign. They both had MVP seasons. They both were nasty. They both ran the ball a lot, which maybe we'll see more smart design runs for Drake May. He has that ability, and most of his yards he picked up this year were all, like, off script, right? Like, they were all, like, play broke down, then he ran. So maybe you actually incorporate that a little bit more. And I don't know. I still go to, and maybe this is just me choosing to be positive with it, but when he talked about in Tennessee, he's like, well, yeah, we had Derrick Henry. Like, you don't have Derrick Henry here. You don't. You have a back who fumbles all the time, and then like who knows what else you're going to have back there. So once he realizes, once he sees that Drake May is their best player, I don't think they're going to be in the bottom five or six in pass attempts next year.
No,
I don't.
And maybe it's too much to ask to have him at the top of the league as well in year two for Drake May. So your thoughts on this. Who's the ideal offensive coordinator? Is it Josh McDaniels? Is it somebody else from Vrabel's past? Do you want to go outside of that and go with innovators and new offensive ideas? You can weigh in on that at 617-779-7937. And the level of importance. How important is it they hit a home run on this hire in year two with Drake May? We will get to the Bruins around 11 o'clock. They win again last night. Good job, Keith.
You're welcome.
We're going to do some Celtics talk with Terp at high noon on a Celtics Wednesday. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, how to rebuild the Patriots this offseason. Some targets for them, some ideas for them. We'll do it right after the update.